Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Yesterday, the audio of the broadcast did not function well, and so tried to do some troubleshooting this morning. Not sure if I've got that resolved or not. I guess I'll figure out after I finish the broadcast. The good news, I do record the audio digitally separate from the broadcast as well. And so as I did yesterday, if this broadcast is garbled in sound again, I will put the link up to the audio only. But we'll see. Don't know what happened. And in my troubleshooting, I couldn't figure out what was wrong, which makes it tough to figure out how to resolve it. This week, we've been talking and praying about living a new way and being made a new Christ, being made new in Christ, not being made a new Christ, being made new in Christ results or ought to result in us living in a new way. And today, we want to focus specifically on a loving way and a way that represents Jesus. John, or 1 John 4, verse 17 says, "In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him." When we live with a desire and an effort to live like Jesus, we live in a loving way. And it's in this way of loving people, of loving God, of loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, in loving our enemies, that we can have confidence on the day of judgment. Not because we're so good, but because we resemble and represent Jesus. Because as much as we need love in order to cover a multitude of sins among us and between us, we're in an even greater need of God's love to cover the multitude of sin that we have committed. And it's because of this loving way, the way of Jesus, that we can have confidence on the day of judgment. We can have confidence that our penalty has been paid. There's no need to worry and wonder and question what will happen. God has made it clear that in Christ we have been made new. In Christ we belong to God. Our sins have been washed away. That new way we talked about this past Sunday included that new washing. It was a cleansing that was more than just hosing the external filth off of our visible parts. But it was a full and deep cleansing that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And that loving way created a new assembly, a new gathering of believers, a new way of getting along with one another, a new way of doing life together, a way of love, a way of submission, a way of humility. We talked about those things throughout this week. That's why God can tell us to not forsake the assembling together of ourselves. To realize the importance of encouraging one another. Because we love one another. When we lack love, we don't care too much about what happens to somebody else. But when we love, we are burdened by their concerns. We are burdened by their hurts. and love becomes blind in a sense to what caused the hurts. Not completely blind. We still want to address that. We still want to deal with that. But love in a true way, love in a godly way, love in a way that represents Jesus, doesn't withhold itself based on whether we think it's deserved or not. And so this way of love gives us confidence because it's a way that represents the love of God. It fills us with a better understanding of how God's love has been demonstrated towards us. In fact, the Bible says that God's love was demonstrated towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His love wasn't dependent upon us getting everything right before he would embrace us. And it's that kind of love that gives us confidence on the day of judgment. It gives us confidence to finish life in faith. As we live life, as we seek God, we live in a loving way because we've been loved by God in this way. And when Jesus was praying for us and his disciples and teaching about the example that he had set, he proclaims that the world, that the people around us, that those that need Jesus, that are outside of Jesus, those within the body, those without, those that are peering in, those that have no interest at all, all of them, the world, will know that we are disciples of Jesus by the way we love one another. And I think that love for one another spills over into the world, at least it ought to. But I believe it's a specific love that's embracing the body of Christ. It's that family love that doesn't necessarily like everything that every member of the family does, but loves every member of the family anyhow. And when we can do that as unrelated physically parts of a body, we show the world that there's something different about being in Christ that creates a loving way, a new way that loves differently. It's this loving way that helps us to represent Jesus. It's this loving way that helps us to be forgiven just as we forgive others. It's a loving way that reaches out to others in their times of grief, in their times of pain, in their joy, and in their gladness. As we consider life today, what will it look like to live in a loving way, to live with confidence, to know the love of Jesus and express it at every opportunity that you have? God says when we're made new in Christ, we're made to live in a loving way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us what it looks like to love others, to love those that love us, to love those that don't love us. You've been the example of that all along. And Father, today, help us to have a greater confidence in you because of your love for us and because of the way that we express your love towards others. May that confidence that we need on that day of judgment, that we approach your throne of grace with no fear, with no terror, with a respect and an expectation that you are faithful just because you are God. And we've experienced your love, and we've shared your love, and we've walked in your love. And we've been made new in Christ, and our love for you, our love for one another has been made new because it flows from your love. And so God, today, help us to love people, help us to love you, help us to be renewed in the way we love, in the way we care, in the way we express that love. Father, in the times that are difficult, whether we're caught up in sin or whether somebody around us is, and our love has to be direct and bold and challenging, or whether everything is going well and our love is embracing and kind and encouraging, may you help us to see that both of those sides and elements of love flow from the same source. They're both ways that you've treated us and you continue to treat us. It's not simply two sides of a same coin, Father, but it is the same. It's elements of who you are. Your love is so great that you were not willing to leave us in our sin, but to provide a way. And through your Spirit to bring a conviction and a knowledge and awareness of our life of our need to change and to be made new. And so, Father, today I pray that we would live life in this loving way. A way that's different than the world knows love. A way that's different than the human flesh desire of love, but a way in which love is complete, in a way in which love gives us confidence, in a way in which love unites, in a way in which love spreads. Father, regardless of our walk, may your love be displayed in us and through us and to us, so that our walk would become pure. Our way would be a way of righteousness. Our way would represent Jesus. Father, today as we live life, as we interact with people, may we be made new in this loving way. And may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.